Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it, Allen. Tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece Lightning. 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast, number 95 for the Jets.
Listen. Thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at @PlayLikeJet1. And it's time for the New Year's resolution edition of Play Like a Jet. I thought this would be fun. Had people send in their New Year's resolutions for Jets players, coaches, members of the front office, ownership, and even resolutions that they themselves have as Jets fans going forward. And so to go through all of this with me, my friend, who, of course, is a contributor to PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel, the great Kayla Pace. KP, what's going on? Hope you had a very Merry Christmas and had a fun New Year's celebration.
Yeah, well, I'm excited because 2024 means gearing up for another new season of Jets football. All the storylines, all of the hopes and dreams. Who knows what will happen?
Kayla, do you get the sense that we're just going to be like Charlie Brown having the blanket yanked out from under us again?
Yeah, well, I know we're talking about resolutions today. My personal one is probably not to get too excited and not to have too high of hopes about the Jets. I tell myself not to do it every year, and I just feel like we're finally at a point where, like, we signed Aaron Rodgers, and that still didn't help us, so who knows? Who knows? They could sign Jesus Christ himself, and I would not be sure until we see an actual game.
Well, I will tell you this, Kayla, the three times in my lifetime that the Jets went into a season with legitimate Super Bowl hype to the point where they were among the betting favorites to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC, the first one was 1999, and those hopes ended because in the first game of the season, on the first drive, in fact, Vinny Testaverde went down with an Achilles tear. Sound familiar, by the way, before we get to the one later on with Aaron Rodgers, of course. And then we had Brett Favre in 2008, all kinds of hype because Favre had just come off a season where he was second in the MVP voting. He had taken the Packers to the NFC Championship, and Tom Brady got hurt right away. So that opened the door for the Jets. Everybody was excited that year. They thought the Jets might do something special. They were 8-3. And then, of course, an injury screwed them again. Brett Favre blew out his shoulder, which we didn't even know until after the season. And then, of course, this year, Aaron Rodgers tearing his Achilles four plays into the year. So it just seems like every time we get our hopes up, Kayla, something comes along and smashes our hopes. So you're probably being smart right now is what I'm saying, by not getting your hopes up too much. Probably the safest approach you could have as a Jets fan. Let's get into some of these resolutions, Kayla. Peter LaFontaine says, I'm going to stop drinking so I can fully feel the life-changing misery of being a Jets fan. Wow, I don't know that that's the best resolution. I mean, for your health, it probably is because you won't be drinking and hurting yourself that way. But then your mental health is going to get strained because you're going to feel all the abuse of being a Jets fan, all the mental torture. So I don't know, the push and the pull. Your physical health might be better, but your mental health is going to take a beating.
Oh, no one does sarcasm, dark humor quite like Jets fans.
That's for sure. Alex Devereaux says, I will watch every Jets game until the clock runs down to zero. Even if my eyes are bleeding yet again, please give me blood. I'm going to need it. That resolution right there of actually sitting through every single second of every single game. I'll be honest, I did it this year because of the podcast, but I could totally understand why a lot of fans would have checked out late in some of these games.
I actually think this is the first year where I didn't, and usually it was because I'm up in Connecticut, so it doesn't, like, they don't have to show it here. So if the game gets bad enough, they turn it off. So, like, that's the only reason that I didn't watch all of the minutes. But I'll always remember that that Christmas Eve game against the Patriots when I made my family late for church to watch the Jets lose. I want to say it was like 41-3 was the final score of that game. But yeah, every minute, I like it. I'm back on board.
I'm sure your family was thrilled about that. Come on, Kayla, we got to go. And they're down by 4 touchdowns. No. They can still come back. They can still come back. You never know. You never know.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've done it many times.
Next one comes in from Gus Toon. He says, my resolution is to find a way to convert my pain as a Jets fan into cryptocurrency. I need to retire this year. Well, Gus, I need to find a way to do that too, because if I could find a way to convert all the misery the Jets have given me over the years into cryptocurrency, I'd be a multimillionaire. I think most of us would, right, Kayla?
Yeah, no. And I've done something similar during COVID. Whenever I was at home with my parents, whenever me and my mom would fight, I would go work out. I lost 20 pounds. So, like, this is right along those lines. This time, yeah, if I could do it over, I would turn that into money.
That's like those people that say at the end of every year, my New Year's resolution is to get healthy, drop a bunch of weight, join the gym. And then they either don't do it or they join the gym. And by the middle of January, they stop going to the gym, which is my whole theory on how these gyms really turn a profit is they get these people that start the year with the vow to lose all the weight. And then they give up really early. So the gym gets all this membership money. And then a lot of these people don't even show up. So it works out perfectly for them. But in your case, Kayla, your resolution had to do with the Jets and turning that misery into getting yourself into better shape. So maybe what Jets fans should do is find a way to use their misery as a Jets fan to get themselves into better physical health. Because I don't think you're going to be able to find a way to do it with cryptocurrency, unfortunately. But if you tie it into getting into better shape, all the Jets losses could end up yielding some positive results for you personally, at least.
We're all going to be hot and healthy in 2024.
Next one comes in from CB Miller. He says, I'm going to resolve to start a YouTube channel that's for positive vibes only for Jets fans. I'm calling it The Jets Are Great. I'm going to manifest positivity as Aaron Rodgers has been telling all of us. I'm not joking. Feel free to mock me. The Jets are going undefeated next year. Book it. I like the positivity. I don't think the Jets are going undefeated, but hey, we could all use some positive energy right now because a lot of the positive vibes that we had at the beginning of the year have been sucked out of us by this point.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next one comes in from Michael Palace. He says, Aaron Rodgers needs to resolve to get Woody Johnson to sell the team. Woody seems to be willing to do anything Aaron Rodgers tells him, so why not that? It's a nice thought, Michael, and I know that you've been on this whole crusade to get Woody Johnson to sell the team. My bad news, it's not going to happen. He's not selling the team. The only thing you can hope for is that either when his heirs take over, they do a better job, or they don't have the same passion for it that Woody has, and they sell the team to somebody who winds up being a better owner. But then again, it's possible to do even worse. Look what's going on in Carolina with David Tepper. Look at what Washington fans went through all those years with Daniel Snyder. At least with Woody Johnson, the Jets got to two AFC championship games. Nothing even remotely resembling that level of success under Daniel Snyder in Washington. So it can always get worse, but I do understand your sentiment there.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if Woody really, really loved the team, maybe he would just sell it to someone who would do a better job.
I like your logic there, Kayla. He's not going to do it, but I like your logic. Next one comes in from Zvi Macklin. I hope I pronounced that one right. If I didn't, I apologize. My New Year's resolution, make the 80s throwback uniform the new regular one, but this time don't have a cringy uniform reveal with six players that will all be off the team in 2 years. I do love that meme, Kayla. I will admit, and you and I have talked about this, I don't really care about the uniforms that much, but it was hilarious because I do remember watching that uniform reveal a couple of years ago with somebody who is really into the uniforms, still don't really know why. And shout out to my friend Paulie Brazaise, who's a big uniform guy. That was a big deal to him. And I know a lot of people like the uniform stuff. But I remember watching that and going, this is all right, I guess. They made a whole party out of it. JB Smoove was there. And then, like you said, a couple of years later, every single guy that was involved in the uniform reveal was gone. I think it was just a bad omen. Maybe that means that the Jets, the next time that they do make a major uniform change, shouldn't have some sort of reveal party that they broadcast. They should just do it and get on with their business because it feels like it was some sort of jinx.
Yeah, I mean, I know uniform reveals, working in sports, like, it's a big deal for a lot of teams. They use it as, like, a huge, like, opportunity to have some kind of production. But I have to say, that one, it falls flat when the uniform reveal does not time up with, like, success in the organization, or, like, the start of a new era or the continuation of a really good one, like, whatever that might be. But I have to say, I absolutely love that meme that went through one by one and, like, crossed out the players as they left the team. But then again, that's just Jets fan humor. That's just like the point that you reach by week 8 every year.
I would say that cynicism is a permanent condition of the Jets fan.
Oh, yes. You have to, I mean, there's no other real choice.
Next one comes in from Coffee and Jets. He says, my resolution is to spend more time watching hockey. I just hope you root for a hockey team that has a better track record of success than the Jets.
Yeah, hockey's fun. I'll go to an in-person hockey game any day of the week, although I don't think I would watch it on TV.
Next one comes in from Uzbeg. He says, don't take the draft too seriously. That's my New Year's resolution. That's not a bad resolution to have because, look, we all watch these prospects. We all have strong feelings about wide receiver one, cornerback one. We've gone over this a million times. Kale and I have been in alignment most of the time. We both had Sauce as the top cornerback in the 2022 draft. We both had J.C. Horn as the top cornerback in the draft the year before that. Now, I think J.C. Horn's been awesome when he's been healthy, but he's had injury issues. Either way, we get attached to these prospects. We get very disappointed when the Jets don't take them. We get into fights before the draft about this guy's better than that guy, as if we own stock in the player. And when it really comes down to it, we have no control over who the Jets pick. All we can do is say, we hope they pick such and such guy that we like. If it happens, great. If it doesn't, whatever, it is what it is. And then you have to hope that whoever it is they picked, whether it's the guy you liked or somebody else, that guy becomes a really good player. Because once the pick is made, it doesn't matter whether you liked the guy initially or you didn't. If you're a fan of the team, you got to now root for that guy to be successful because that's the only way the team is going to be good. And I think sometimes people hang on to their draft evaluations a little too long and get too personally invested. I totally understand your resolution. I think we should watch these prospects. We should evaluate them to the best of our ability. The guys we like, we can certainly push out there for on Twitter, on podcasts, whatever. But don't take it so seriously that we're getting into these screaming matches or these long Twitter threads fighting each other, because at the end of the day, Kayla, we have no control over any of it. And no matter who the Jets pick, we're going to have to get behind them.
Exactly. No, that's like the key part. And even though there's people who do this professionally and evaluate this talent, like, you see busts get picked every year and like they go too high. Some players get fall way lower than they should. Like, really, 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 you don't know. So until you see them play some NFL snaps, no one is actually sure about which players are better than others. I mean, you can argue about who was better in college, but not who's going to be a better pro until they get out there on the field. I don't think anyone was predicting a CJ Stroud this year. Like, I don't think that they saw that one coming. A lot of people were saying that that was a bad pick. It's crazy to see how people go back and forth when there's like draft picks on the line, and when someone says, oh, well, from these 10 clips I watched, I'm 100% sure about the future of his NFL career. Like, we don't know. So we'll see.
For sure. Listen, we can all project how we think the guy's going to do. We can all have strong feelings based on what we've seen. But even the guys who get paid to do this for a living and have the very best track records don't get it right plenty of the time. So all said and done, you have your feelings about certain players, who you think is going to be good, who you don't think is going to be good, who you think the team should draft, who you don't think the team should draft. But it's not worth getting into these blood feuds over, especially since we have no control over what the Jets actually do in the draft. Next one comes in from 99 Mostern Sacks. He says, my resolution is to not spend a penny on the Jets until Woody Johnson either figures out how to be a good owner or the Jets sell the team. I guess you're not going to be spending any money on the Jets for a while.
Yeah, you have a better chance from what you're saying of him being a good owner. So I don't know about that.
Next one comes in from T Ribs FTW. He says, my resolution is to try and avoid having the Jets give me a pessimistic outlook on life outside of sports. That's a good idea, because even if the Jets fandom part of your life is largely negative or has been for a long time, I'm sure there's plenty of things in your life to be happy about. And as big of a Jets fan as I am, Kayla, as big of a Jets fan as you are, heck, you made your entire family delay your Christmas celebration for a Jets blowout loss. That's how hardcore you are. Having said that, ultimately, we have to focus on what's important in life. And as much as we all love the Jets, as much as we all get emotionally invested in football, there are so many other things: our jobs, our families, taking vacations, our houses, our apartments, wherever it is we like to go, concerts, all that stuff, the fun things we like to do, so many things that really are important in our lives. And a lot of times we forget that and get so emotional and so angry and so invested in these football games that it blinds us. But you're right. We shouldn't let that affect our outlook on our everyday lives.
Yeah, no, definitely not. This is the year, guys, that no matter what the Jets do on the field, we're still having a good year as human beings.
Tyler Sloboda is a man after your own heart, Kayla, because he says, my New Year's resolution is to have zero expectations. Yeah. I will never get disappointed watching this team again if I don't expect anything from them. And then he writes in parentheses, I'm definitely going to get disappointed watching this team, though. As much as I'd like to stick to this, I know there's no way it's going to happen. Kayla, I think that probably describes you too, because you said you're not going to expect anything and you're not going to get disappointed because you're not expecting anything. But we both know that you're going to get sucked in. I am too. So is everybody else. And if the Jets don't live up to our expectations, we're all going to get mad again. And we'll be talking about this all over again, same time next year.
Oh, man, I'm already looking forward to it.
Boys Life, Nuns Life. That's an interesting Twitter handle. He says, my resolution is to stop getting suckered in by this team. I get it. It's a noble goal, but I don't think it's going to happen. We all say that we're going to stop getting sucked in, but it always happens. It's just like that famous line from The Godfather. Just when we thought we were out, they pull us back in.
Oh, man. Here we go again.
Happens every single time, Kayla. Without fail. This one comes in from Scotter T. He says, my resolution is to stop worrying about whatever number the Jets pick and just hope they make the right draft pick. Worrying so much about where they pick in the draft is a complete waste of time because it's nothing we can control. And as we've seen with the Jets, oftentimes they mess up high picks anyway. I totally get what you're saying. I still want the Jets to pick as high as possible because statistically the odds are always going to be better that you hit on a pick the higher up you go. It's just the way it is. But I understand what you're saying. If the Jets are picking eighth instead of sixth, let's try not to let it ruin our week or our day or our month or whatever it is, and hope that the Jets find a way to get the player that they want. The example that I was going to use is that the Jets still were able to get one of the tackles they wanted in 2020, even though they wound up at 11. However, unfortunately, Mekhi Becton has not worked out the way that we wanted him to. So if, say, Andrew Thomas had been in play, maybe they would have picked him, because the talk at the time is that the Jets wanted somebody that could play left tackle. The only two guys that were pure left tackles in that draft, ironic because Becton ended up at right tackle at one point, were Mekhi Becton and Andrew Thomas. So I think that's a big part of the reason the Jets didn't take Tristan Wirfs and may not have taken Jedrick Wills if he was on the board. But you get the point. As much as you want the Jets to get the highest position in the draft, because statistically that means they have the best chance possible to get the best player possible. If they don't, you just got to hope that somehow they know what they're doing and make the right choice, which unfortunately, more often than not, they have not done recently, although they did fairly well in the 2022 draft, as we know.
Yeah, no, I mean, hey, I think you said it perfectly. Just ride through the draft, see what happens, because there's ain't nothing that the fans can do at this point. And honestly, it's not even like the players know what they're playing for either. If they did care about who they drafted, like, they don't know where they're going to end up based on how they play next week. So it's all going to be fine.
Kayla, any other New Year's resolutions you can think of, whether it's something that you have as a resolution for yourself involving the Jets, or anything that you think should be a resolution for one of the players, the GM, Joe Douglas, the scouts, the owner, the coaches, the security guards, anything?
Oh, my gosh. The coaches should have a laundry list of resolutions, in my personal opinion. Nathaniel Hackett needs to spend the off season in solitary confinement reading a book like Football for Dummies. that should be his resolution. He no fun until you figure out how to run a basic play. Like, that's it. That's my number one. I would say Robert Saleh's resolution could be maybe like not to. I don't want to say the phrase lie in people's faces, but like all of his answers when he speaks to the media are so just like canned. Like, you can tell it's like a memorized line. Like, it's just like, and he doesn't actually, it's like he always comes off that he doesn't care. And he's got to do a little bit better with giving like some sense of like genuinely caring about the team. And it's one thing to get like worked up and embarrass yourself. I understand what he's doing. He's playing like the PR route of all of it, but like maybe endear yourself to the fan base a little bit, showing that like you understand where they're coming from, because, and you don't have to do this by like dogging out your guys or embarrassing anyone, but like show a little like interest in the fact that the team has ridiculous amounts of penalties and no discipline and is making all these absurd mistakes. Like, these are professional football players. Like, they can be held accountable to a public extent for it.
Kayla Pace, contributor, playlikeajet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Thanks so much for coming on and going through these New Year's resolutions with me. Really appreciate it. For those that want to interact with you on Twitter, how can they do that? Because you are very interactive on Twitter, especially on game day. Like you said, you get very emotional.
Yes, my Twitter account is @KP_on_TV. And yeah, you can shoot me questions anytime, interact. I'm always ready to chat.
Make sure that you check out Kayla on Twitter and interact with her, not only on game days, but obviously outside of game days. Check out everything we're doing at playlikeajet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Some awesome all 22 breakdowns on our channel. So make sure you watch our videos and subscribe if you haven't already. YouTube.com/playlikeajet. Visit our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinn Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there. Teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. It doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.